He's balked or dismayed. So we get back to the basic intention, impulse of. The basic intention is to help, to assist, to be kind, to remain in communication, so forth. These are all basic intentions. If you would understand man, all you have to understand really is that his basic intention was good and has been dismayed. You could say about any warlike nation that has started to get mad at all of its neighbors, that their basic intention, their former intention, prior intention, was to assist their neighbors. And every time they tried, they got in trouble. But this is merely a dismayed postulate. It is a postulate that has been refused. It is a postulate that isn't valid. Well, an individual keeps on trying to do something and having it fail. And he tries to do it, and he has it fail. And he tries to do it, and he has it fail. And after a while, he has an area of postulate, you might say, a statement, consideration that he do this thing, that is now an inflow area. He can't outflow from that area. Every time he tries to do something from that point, he thinks he will now be dismayed. So his answer to it is to destroy anything which might possibly be in that area, because it has been proven to him conclusively he can't help it. If he can't assist it, then it's in such dire straits that the last final way to assist it is to blow it up. And that, oddly enough, is help, too. Euthanasia, mercy killing, and so forth, all stems from that sort of consideration. Satan's last impulse when he sees somebody dying or something like that is to kill him quick, save him suffering, square him around, you know. Now, when an individual's impulses have been thoroughly, consistently, and continually dismayed, he decides he can no longer emanate from a certain point on a certain subject. In other words, he can't stand there talking to his wife saying nice things. Get the idea? This can't be done. So one of his first efforts is to put something else there and to confront with. He confronts the wife with something else, and it's very handy. And experience tells him that the best person with which to confront a wife was, and he'll pick some quasi successful valence. See, his grandfather could always handle women. He no longer confronts his wife. He puts up, you might say, a mock-up to confront the wife with. Those people who feel different when they are suddenly around their own home or around the wife or the husband or something, they're out in the street, they feel okay, everything's going along, they're talking with their companions, they're people at work and so on, why they're just this way or that way and shifting around and feel rather free. And then they suddenly get home and they feel like somebody else. A different mood comes over them. They're actually merely using this mechanism of confronting with. And there was somebody somewhere that could confront a marital partner. And judgment is always to some degree apparent, even in the use of engrams. Even in the use of engrams, there's an apparency of some judgment. Because they pick a clumsy choice, usually, but they will pick the winning valence. Well, that winning valence might not itself have had too much to recommend it elsewhere, but it certainly could confront a wife. Got the idea? So they pick this winning valence. All right. Now, let's look at engrams again. A Thetan is trying to win. Right on down the line, he's always trying to win. His idea of succumb, for instance, is just for further survive. Future survival depends on his succumbing now. He who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. This is one of his basic tactics. So what he does, he takes an engram, and he takes that valence in the engram which could confront the thing, and when he no longer feels that he can confront anything like that, he wears the valence that can confront it, and he confronts it unthinkingly on the exact pattern that that valence confronted it. Now, when he is that valence, that new valence, that being, isn't alive, is he? Let's look this over. He has a picture of a nurse. If he is being that nurse in the picture, he's not being himself, is he? Well, the person who is himself is alive, but the nurse is simply a series of habit patterns or something like that that he himself re-stimulates. The nurse, to that degree, isn't alive. The nurse really isn't a living being. You see?